Fitton, Election Update. By Tom Fitton on November 24, 2020. If you want to effectively express your beliefs about this deliberately chaotic election, I urge you to contact your representatives in your state legislature and Congress. Especially if you live in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, cesspools of fraud and lawlessness all. I described what we're witnessing in an interview with Stephanie Hamill on One America News Network. Americans see an election that's been questioned because of substantial allegations of maladministration of the election. That's a charitable interpretation of it. And they know there's an air of violence and censorship and suppression if they dare raise questions about it or support the president. We who are defending the rule of law are being lectured about the peaceful transfer of power by the likes of President Obama, who during his transition was actually conspiring against President Trump and spying on his team illicitly. In her Newsmax television show Sovereign Nation, Michelle Malkin complimented Judicial Watch for our work on elections and suggested that we have earned the right to say, "I told you so." I take no comfort in that because we have unprecedented fraud occurring across the country. Michelle asked me what Judicial Watch doing about it. My response: our litigators and investigators are figuring out where we can make a stand to preserve a lawful election result. U.S. code designates this past Tuesday as Election Day. That's when we're supposed to select the president. Any votes being counted that arrive after that day should be subject to challenge. And any vote counting that occurs after Election Day should be subject to challenge. When you have a pause in counting, that indicates that fraud has taken place. This is what I said to my Twitter followers about our activity. Americans should demand courts and state legislatures and Congress protect free and fair elections. Judicial Watch is conducting independent investigations in PA, GA, Oz, NV, ME, Y. We don't know how all of this will play out. The election may well end up in Congress, as I explain in this video. The electors vote as part of the Electoral College process in the middle of December. Then on January 6, the new Congress is supposed to meet and count the votes and essentially confirm and ratify the Electoral College selection of the president and vice president. Now, if there's a challenge, you could get a situation where the House, for instance, wants to bless the Biden electors out of Pennsylvania and the Senate wants to reject them. Frankly, I'm not sure what happens next. We have observed and researched and litigated elections for decades. And, as you might imagine, we are following this one extremely closely. We will be deploying our weapon of choice, the Freedom of Information Act, to uncover the truth.